It's become a Martin Boozer-style race, with teams taking their 24 hours in friendly to Katna. Good morning. I'm Steve Heimel.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, providing financial tools and resources for purchasing a home or planning for the future. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
Leading teams have been dwindling. Last year's Iditarod winner Lance Mackey has had to drop four dogs. Paul Gebhardt decided to scratch due to trouble with his dogs. Hugh Neff, Mitch and Dallas Seavey, and John Baker find themselves down to 13 dogs. There is some kennel cough developing on the trail, but the main problem may be temperatures a little too warm for many of the teams. But for Martin Boozer's team, things are going well. He came into Takotna with an hour and a half lead over Mackey and looks to be taking his 24-hour layover there. Boozer took the lead on the Kuskokwim. APRN's Ellen Lockyer was there as he took just about a minute to check in McGrath yesterday evening.
Coming down the street now. Open up a little more down there.
Martin Boozer arrived in McGrath at 5:55 Tuesday evening to claim the first to the Kuskokwim honors.
Look at him peeing like a big boy, huh?
Thank you all.
Okay, folks, Martin. Open it up. Open it up.
All right.
Good luck.
Hey!
Hit. Let's go!
Good race, Martin.
Thank you. Just let him go.
Here we go. Good race, Martin.
Boozer had a dog in the basket, one he dropped quickly as he almost simultaneously accepted his Pennair prize for his first to the river feat. Boozer did not pause for kudos, however, demonstrating the tension the usually affable musher must be feeling. He was back on the river in a minute, soon a speck against the white landscape downriver. Lance Mackey, running third out of Nikolai, passed Sebastian Schnuller somewhere between that checkpoint and McGrath. Mackey breezed into and out of McGrath a full hour and a half after Boozer left, pausing only to untangle a couple of his dogs as he headed down the riverbank. Schnuller was hot on Mackey's heels, barely pausing for breath before heading downriver at full gallop. Checker Mark Cox.
He came in at 7:27, so they're exactly 10 minutes apart.
And so it went all evening. Hugh Neff, Mitch Seavey, and Ray Reddington Jr. checking in only minutes apart, and mushers barely stopping long enough to check in before pushing back onto the Iditarod Trail. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
In Takotna, Sebastian Schnuller came in a quarter of an hour behind Mackey with 14 dogs. The next arrivals were Hugh Neff, Ray Reddington Jr., Mitch Seavey, Robert Bunsen, Hans Gott, Dallas Seavey, Mike Williams Jr., John Baker, Sonny Lindner, Didi Genro, Ramey Smith, Bruce Litton, Ali Zirkel, Sven Haltman, Jesse Royer, Rick Swenson, and Peter Kaiser. Like most teams, Dallas Seavey's stop in McGrath was brief, but the third-generation musher did take some time to sign autographs.
Yeah, he is going through some
my vet book, I suppose.
We do.
Sign your autograph?
Yeah, 1 second. Who signed my vet book?
We have a vet.
I need an autograph first from somebody.
Could I possibly get an autograph?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
I'm about to go as soon as this fella's done signing my vet book.
Thank you so much. Good luck in the race.
Temperatures on the trail ahead are forecast to be in the 20s, and as of early this morning, nobody was making the move to Ophir and beyond. The trail through the remote former gold mining country to the halfway point in Iditarod can be notoriously bad, with wind-drifted snow. At last report, the trail was packed well, but the snow was deep if a team got off the packed trail. The Bureau of Land Management put some big new markers in this year, so there may be less of a problem with mushers getting sidetracked.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at APRN.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN.